Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed
and Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn is in studio from Ed Finn Travels, and we are going to be again this week giving away return flights with thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. Do you want to tell us now where we're going to give it away for, or wait till the end? Keep people in suspense.
Yeah, we're going to give, this week we're going to do, it's two flights, return flights from Shannon to Boston with Aer Lingus. So you can have lots of clam chowder and have a great time when you get to Boston, which is an amazing city.
Super, super. Okay, so we're sticking with America today for destination.
Yeah, before COVID, Trina, Aer Lingus were flying to Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities. It's in Minnesota. And it started back again just last week. So I was over on the inaugural flight. I was first off the plane, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. We were welcomed
by... Does that mean you're the last one to get your bags? I always wonder about that.
No, I have to be... It was very good. I got my bag very quickly. But traditionally, when a new route happens, you arrive to water cannon salutes. So when we arrived in Minneapolis, there was like water cannons. And I was like, I thought it was raining, but it was like, that's the traditional welcome. And there was Irish dancers and there was shamrocks and the civic reception. It was a great big deal. So they're delighted to have the direct flight back again. And Minneapolis, of course, you know, great city for culture, for sports. I had a great chat. You remember Joe Dowling, the artistic director of the Abbey Theatre here, the Gaiety School of Acting.
Right.
He set up the Tyrone Guthrie Theatre there. They raised amazing money and they set this theatre. It's on the Mississippi River. I was there at a performance, had a chat. Beautiful place. I went to the Minnesota Orchestra. The famous Danish conductor, Thomas Sondergaard, he was conducting a concert of Rachmaninoff. And you know, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Zarathustra, whatever. But the most incredible, you know, the National Concert Hall here, like multiply that by four.
Right.
And Kirill Gerstein was playing piano. He'd be a famous pianist as well.
You are very cultured.
And this was,
it has to be
said. I looked it up. I know, it has to be said. 11 o'clock in the morning, right? It was on. A very funny time. The whole place was jammers with people. Now, I nearly came to blows with this woman behind me who was eating a donut with crispy paper. And I was like, are you having a laugh? Anyway, she stopped very quick. You're not allowed to bring food in, by the way.
But you're a very loud toots.
But it was incredible. And I even got to get a photograph with Thomas, the conductor guy as well, because I was a big fan. But it was phenomenal. And of course, the direct flight is brilliant because, I mean, you remember Mary Tyler Moore, right? The Mary Tyler Moore show, filmed in Minneapolis. I went to the house, the Mary Tyler Moore house, outside my hotel. I stayed in a great hotel, the Royal Sonesta. It was a very royal affair, my trip. The Royal Sonesta, Minneapolis. Now, Sonesta hotels are all over America and they're in Puerto Rico and gorgeous downtown hotel. And the restaurant there was awarded number one in TripAdvisor. So wooden packet, gorgeous food, great cocktails. They do lovely old fashions and all that. But I loved it. Now, it's famous for, Minneapolis has the biggest mall in America.
I was just going to ask
Malls
you,
of America.
Is this the Mall of America
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it
right.
is. Yeah, you can go there
Never
for 4 days if you want.
My language.
Yeah, no, I like a bit of shopping, right? But, you know, only when I have to. But it's amazing. Like, you can literally get lost in there. It has everything that you'd imagine. And the train system, the metro downtown is fantastic in Minneapolis. There's a train from the airport. $2, Trina, from the airport in on the train.
Ah, brilliant.
Like, amazing.
Where
and
would you get that?
5 minutes walk from the actual station.
Sorry, can we just go back once? Is this Mall of America, is this the one that has all the water slides and everything?
Water slides. It has a Nickelodeon theme park. It has shops. It has, like, it's incredible. It has everything in it. And really, when people go there with empty suitcases, and you can buy those there as well, of course. And
everything.
And fill them up because, you know, it's like, you know, the out is a, but the one thing to get across to people here is it's tax-free shopping in Minnesota. They don't, like, you go to Florida and there's loads of tax. Minnesota is tax-free shopping. So Minneapolis, Malls of America. So the value is phenomenal. The metro that goes all over the place as well. Like, for a 7-day pass, it was $24. Now, I went to the Walker Art Institute. Keith Haring, the famous artist who died in his early 30s. He used to paint all the subways in New York. He died of AIDS when he was very young. Amazing exhibition they have on there. But that Walker Institute, again, all free on Thursdays, which was brilliant. Really, yeah. Really cool. And again, the floors and floors of sort of installations and stuff to do. They have a sculptor park there as well. So
have they outdoorsy stuff?
They have. Very much outdoors. Like, Minnesota would have loads of lovely theme parks, lakes. Like, it's the city of lakes. So the parks, Lurin Park, where I was. The oldest basilica, the first basilica that was ever built in America is in Minneapolis, and it's like Rome. It's like you walk into it and you're like, wow, it's like you're downtown Rome. It's stunning. So that's where the first basilica was ever built. And the other thing they have there, which is unique, is they have skywalks. They have 10 miles because the weather gets really cold in the winter, even though it wasn't this winter, global warming. But there's all these glass skywalks that you walk around, 10 miles of them.
I don't know if I'd be able
when you
that
get
now.
Into it.
My nerves be gone.
the baseball Target Park is there as well, which is, you know, the baseball is huge in Minneapolis, yeah. Of course. But the walkway thing is amazing. You literally go into it and everybody from my hotel, you could walk all around the place and never go on down on the street if you wanted to. Like, the streets were really quiet and I was like, where are all the people? And then you look up and you see them all walking along. Yeah, but it's really cool because it's very different and I really enjoyed it. And you, like, there's a whole world going on in there as well, but it was really cool, I must say.
Yeah.
But it's a great destination and, like, there's nature, there's art, culture, food. I went to a restaurant called All Saints. And it was like Michelin star food. Unbelievable. Scallops that I had, you know, steak. But I mean, it was so such good value. And you could go in and have a cheeseburger and fries for $14. Or you could have, you know, carpaccio of prawn. Or, you know, the menus are so interesting. And cocktails, again, of course, the Americans seem to do cocktails better than anybody else.
And price-wise, expensive or cheap enough?
No, no. I mean, I found Minneapolis was really good value. The hotel where I stayed, and they do great deals. Well, I was saying, when I mentioned Royal Hotel Sonesta, that was very, very good. You have Hilton's there as well. You've all the main, the big hotels are there, you know. So, but to stay there was very good. The flights, again, we were talking about sales on. Aer Lingus were doing sales as well. So from sort of $5.95 return, and sometimes it can even be cheaper, but really good. Yeah. You know, frequency is great as well. And I loved it. Now, you're into the Great Lakes area there as well. Minnesota, the national bird of Minnesota is the loon. You see them on the lake and they have that amazing, like, haunting sound. They're famous over there. So you can go chasing loons if you want as well, which I would love to do.
There's loons all over the world.
Bit of a loon myself.
So how long would you stay then?
I did four nights and it was great. I loved it. But if you, again, like I said, the shopping is a huge thing there. Like, people literally go there for shopping. But I went there and kind of did a little bit of that. But I did loads of culture stuff as well and I loved it. Like, the Tyrone Guthrie Theatre is, I mean, I actually, when I was in there visiting it, the girl said to me, Jennifer, there's a performance of Henry IV, Shakespeare, we're doing at the moment. Would you like to go? And I went in and was like, but it was, I'd never seen Henry IV before, you know, but it was fabulous. I mean, and again, full at 1 o'clock during the day. I was the youngest in the place, of course.
Well, being only 21, of course, you would be Ed. So there you have it. We are going to do our question now for the return flights to Boston. This is with Aer Lingus.
Yeah, return and, flights from Shannon to Boston Airport, with Aer Lingus and Tropical Sky.
Thanks to Tropical Sky as well. And what question will we do?
Okay, what is the national bird of Minnesota? And it could be, I've been called this a few times.
Okay, so the national bird. Okay, send in your answer right now on text with your name and location to 087-188-0008 and you could be winning those return flights to Boston with thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. Thanks so much, Ed.
I was going to sing the Mary Tyler Moore song for you, but I can't remember it.
No,
you know you can make it if you can.
We're out of time.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed and Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.